From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Spain remembers its 9/11 on March 11th. Today is the one-year anniversary of the Madrid bombings. But first, an agreement between American and European leaders on Iran. It's a carrot-and-stick approach. The U.S. has agreed to offer economic incentives if Iran abandons its nuclear enrichment program. And Britain, France, and Germany say if Iran doesn't comply, they will seek sanctions from the United Nations Security Council. With us now is Joseph Cerincione. He's Director for Nonproliferation at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And Mr. Cerincione, tell us more about this deal that's being struck with Iran. What is the U.S. offering that Iran needs?
Well, we're starting to see the beginning of the kind of cooperation you need between the United States and Europe, and hopefully we can bring Russia into this as well, that can present a united front to the Iranians. This united front would have two elements. One, the threat that if Iran did not agree, there would be sanctions across the board that would hurt Iran. And more importantly, that there are positive incentives for Iran. What the U.S. can offer right now is support, for example, for Iran's bid to join the World Trade Organization and to relax some of the U.S. sanctions that prevent right now Boeing and other aircraft manufacturers from selling some of the necessary spare parts and engines that Iran's aviation fleet desperately needs.
Well, until now, didn't the Bush administration take a hard-line approach and oppose offering incentives?
The position of the Bush administration internally has been that they didn't want to do anything that would in any way legitimize the government of Iran. We're seeing a softening of that position. We haven't seen what incentives they're willing to offer yet, so we don't know how far this is going to go, but there's undoubtedly a fierce debate going on within the administration about how much ankle to show, how flexible to be with the Iranians.
So is this really a change of heart or just a change of strategy?
I believe President Bush had a significant change of heart during his European trip. He met face-to-face with President Chirac of France, Schroeder of Germany, and was convinced that the Europeans were determined to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. That sense of the European commitment allowed the president to feel that he could be a bit more flexible. That was exactly the missing ingredient that has so far prevented the EU from having all the tools it needs to strike a deal with Iran.
But if Iran fails to cooperate with the carrot approach, tell us more about the stick approach, the sanctions.
Sure. There's one other problem with the carrot approach. I was just in Tehran, and talking to the Iranians, it's clear that economic incentives by themselves are not going to be enough. They need some give on the nuclear side of this. This has become a national ambition and a national political issue, and I don't believe the Iranians are going to be, so to speak, bought off simply by getting spare parts for their aviation fleet. This is going to be a little tougher than that. On the stick side, and this is the part that could encourage the Iranians to be more flexible, there's a possibility that all nuclear cooperation with Iran could be shut off unless they strike a deal. So it would become impossible for them, for example, to operate the Bushehr reactor that Russia is building for them. Russia would agree, for example, under this scenario, not to give them the fuel to operate it. Europe could decide that they would impose trade sanctions against Iran, travel sanctions against Iran, stop issuing visas for Iranian officials. In other words, there is a whole level of steps you could take that could ratchet up the pressure on Iran, depending on how tough the Europeans want it to be.
Joseph Cerincione is the Director for Nonproliferation at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.